The debate over the ethics and practicality of so-called vaccine passports is ramping up here in France, with a new online survey set to ask French people what they think of the idea. Bahrain has become the latest country to launch such a programme, following in the footsteps of Israel and also Iceland. But the issue continues to divide opinion across the European Union. Caris Garland explains.
There are two sides to the arrivals terminal in Iceland's capital. One where incoming passengers wait to be tested before self-isolating, and another for the few who have been vaccinated against COVID-19, like this woman from Denmark.
I have got two vaccines.
You don't have to quarantine
no,
at all?
No, for first time in many months, so I'm happy now.
Iceland was one of the first countries to use a vaccine passport amid the pandemic. Sweden, Poland, Estonia, Cyprus and Greece have either implemented vaccine passport systems or announced plans to do so. For some countries, the goal is to facilitate travel, but others, like Israel, go even further. Almost 45% of the country's population has received the two injections. By the end of the month, only those vaccinated against COVID-19 will be able to visit gyms, hotels, theatres and places of worship. Several southern EU countries that rely on tourism are calling on the bloc to adopt a common policy on the issue. But with only 3% of the EU's population having received one dose so far, it doesn't look to happen soon.
We are here to make sure that our citizens get the vaccines as fast as possible, that these vaccines are followed up by certificates. And then for anything that comes afterwards, it is indeed a political discussion to be had at the moment when the political leaders decide to do so.
France, for its part, has expressed reservations on the issue, with Health Minister Olivier Véran saying not everyone has access to vaccines and it's unclear if the jabs actually prevent transmission.